Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Let me fire up the old PMI bed, because it's time for PMI. A positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting to start your day. Katie had the positive today, right?
No, Joshua did.
Oh, I'm way off.
It's all good.
But that's okay.
Go, Josh. Oh, it's the tattoo story.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th. Ooh, spooky, but Friday the 13th. And discounted tattoos have gone hand in hand for almost 30 years now. It actually dates all the way back to the mid-90s when a Dallas tattoo shop held a Friday the 13th tattoo marathon. And it caught on so quickly that everybody around the nation was like, hey, let's do some like discounted tattoos or stuff like that. So usually they're around $13 for Friday the 13th, and they're little flash tattoos, nothing too crazy or too large. But I've never personally got one. I have so many friends that have gotten these Friday the 13th tattoos. I've always wanted to get them.
We'll go today.
Should I get one?
Today's your day.
JKJ.
Hey!
He'll get you one.
That'd be cool. You know what? It's so funny that it's actually catching on so much today. If you're a Chipotle fan, if you show Chipotle either fake or real tattoos from 3 to 4 p.m. today, you get to buy one, get one free. Yeah. I like that. You get a little BOGO discount.
I need my two burritos.
Even if you just draw it on before you walk in.
I mean,
in,
it could be totally
done
fake.
And done.
Which I like. I think that's pretty cool. Accepting. Katie, you had something about some local tattoo artists,
there's
right?
There's all kinds of local places that are doing this flash tattoo deal for Friday the 13th, like Choke Cherry Tattoo or Bob's Tattoo Joint or Pleasure and Pain Tattoo off Colfax.
That
just
one sounds a little
there
interesting.
You go. Go hit them up locally, you know? Support local. I'm going to bring it down just a little bit here because did you hear? Pumpkin has an OnlyFans.
Who's Pumpkin?
Pamela Pumpkin?
No, not Pamela Pumpkin. So Honey Boo Boo fame, her sister Pumpkin had to start up an OnlyFans. I've got an exclusive tease of it TMZ. Here's the thing.
My.
She is charging for her little subscription where she gets adult-only content, $23.39 a month per person. So if you want to subscribe to Pumpkin's OnlyFans, she's going to be raking it in. And, you know, the thing is, I don't think she's fully naked. It's just less clothing.
Oh, well, then
usual.
I'm out.
But revealing red lingerie is what they're giving us in the teaser here and everything. But, yeah.
So did someone subscribe to get those pictures?
I only put it as a minus because it's like, I hate that. People think they have to do this stuff all the time, you know, like to make money. So, I don't know. Okay. But best of luck to Pumpkin. I hope she rakes in all the cash.
What a weird minus today.
You know?
What a random
honestly,
price,
though, I want to see the pictures.
Okay,
you got one in front
up
of you right
here.
Now?
I've got them up for you, so don't you worry.
I will scamper over the next break and check those out immediately. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This is all for my 90s kids this morning. There's a great thread going online right now ranking the most nostalgic scents from the 90s. Katie, I would imagine you and I are going to recognize a lot of these.
I'm excited to hear
remember
it.
The old scratch and sniff stickers that they used to put on your tests and stuff in the classroom?
Smelled for a whole 60 seconds.
They sure did. Along those lines, the Mr. Sketch scented markers made the list at number 4. I always wanted to rub those markers on my tongue.
They smelled so good.
And I
they
may
really
or
did.
May not have actually done that.
Did they taste like
you.
It too?
Yep. Lip smackers made the list. Remember the smell of these strawberry shortcake dolls in the 90s? They smelled like strawberry.
I loved those.
I know, me too. Fruit stripe gum, the gum that has flavor for about 45 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Remember the koosh balls?
Yes.
They smelled like really rubbery.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Bubble tape made the list. Play-Doh. Which is what your gnocchi tasted like the other day that you made for me.
I knew you were going to say that.
Teen Spirit deodorant, scented pencils, perfumes like sunflowers and CK1.
I was waiting for you to say it. I'm surprised there's no cucumber melon type thing on there. The
I always wear cool
lime.
Water. Remember cool water?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lord. Oh, Lord. And the one after my own heart at the bottom of the list, Floam.
Floam!
Floam.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Floam.
Floam and Gak.
With the little beads in it, right?
I loved Floam.
Wow.
There you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, something a little interesting. With Jeremy, Katie, Josh.